The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 1-3 in conference play and 3-5 overall. Nebraska visits Purdue on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
We can go straight to questions.
Sounds good. That's what we'll do.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jesse Temple with ESPN.com.
Mike, just looking back real quickly, what were your impressions of Northwestern's Dan Vitale last week, and also just what they do with that super back position in general?
Oh, I think he's versatile. I think that overall, that's probably the best way to describe what they do with him and the ways that they use him and the problems they create for the other team.
Seen that very often, other teams utilizing anything similar in the college level?
Oh, I think that there's been some of that. I can't recall specifically, but it seems like Stanford years ago did something like that with a guy.
And as a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, when you saw the schedule and saw that your bye week didn't come until late November, were you a little bummed about that?
Well, you know, if we could draw it up, you know, we'd take it right in the middle of the year. My best when the schedule's given to kind of spin it with everybody I think ideally you'd just like to see it somewhere in the middle. At that point of the year, you know, I suppose we'll like it, but it's more beneficial earlier.
And how do you handle it in general with your teams? Do you have sort of a set routine in that first week, or does it depend on the makeup of the team and how you guys are doing and all that kind of stuff?
A lot of it depends on where we are physically, but normally in a bye week, I like to get 3 practices in during the bye and then get back into what would be a normal protocol the next week. So you can kind of try to think that you're staying sharp or work on some things that you want to improve and what you need to do with the identity of your team. And then, like I said, get into that normal game week routine the next week.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
As a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Todd Jones with Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Mike, you're obviously only a few points from a much, much different record. What do you think is the overriding factor in why this team just hasn't been able to get over to home?
Oh, boy. You know, I wish I could answer that question in a general way that would sound plausible or whatever. But I think that, each game has its own story and its own ending. I think we've written scripts in different ways. Overall, you know, I think that there are reasons. One of those things is something you kind of put in your book to reemphasize as you go forward, whether it's the next week or in the off season as you get ready to go. I mean, we started off with the failure on a Hail Mary play and then, you know, each game had its kind of, like I said, its own story. So, but it's all about finishing, and it's also a story that is told earlier in the game. You know, we don't get into a Hail Mary if we get one more first down. So that's how games go, and you've got to finish games, and you've got to do the right things at the end to secure the win. And we have failed to do that.
And as a quick follow, one thing that jumps out statistically is being last in penalties in the Big Ten. Is that kind of costing you with hidden yards and some of the fine line that comes into play with trying to pull out a close one?
I hate that, yeah. And there's no doubt that many factors enter in as you look back and what could have made the difference in a close game. And you can probably find a number of things, but penalties can play a part. The last two games, we've actually improved dramatically And hopefully that's a trend that continues, because that's something we've got to get rid of.
Mike, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Coach, looking forward to this week's game. What have you seen so far on film from Purdue, and what are you expecting when your teams meet on Saturday?
Well, I've seen in two games in particular, Wisconsin and Michigan State, is they really play hard on defense. They create problems. I think that the Wisconsin game was a much closer game than the final score necessarily indicated. And offensively, they do a very nice job of using their two backs in versatile ways that you better be able to account for them running and in the passing game. And their play action bootleg stuff in particular, I think, has caused people some problems. They do some pretty dynamic, creative things offensively, so you've got to be very sound.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.